Fem ha amani bonini wum Yesu bachira se ne dom e yi dom ewo Yesu dimo amen. Oh na si na Yesu timo bo ni na yemiye beyini no kware ni ni do edi erade enya sama o nede ewo Yesu dimo uwo jidia enya sama ewo Yesu Kristo dimo. Yes, dum any do and it dum no any dumb emo ever yes to demo. Ni do no any no quarry at the emo ever Jesus Christ demo. Amen. 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 Ah, send your come in the answer with Gidino and call you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see your faith in God this morning. Me see, yes, domino, yes, domino. The grace of God bring you multitudes in the name of Jesus. If you have faith, receive it and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God visit you this morning. Let the grace of God bring you all that you've been asking for. Let the grace of God visit you with grace, with power, with energy in the name of Jesus. Ever yes, demo. Amen. Amen. Yes, you don't know, and find a quarry, and that's also not there. Oh, Jesus, the devil is a liar. Jesus is the only truth. The yes, I can found, and then remember, our yes, you didn't know. The domino, and you don't know, our Jesus Christ, you didn't know. In the name of Jesus, one idiom in Patrick, say, Jesus. If it's a one, for this morning. Father, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your grace that has visited us this morning. We thank you, O God, for your fire, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for this morning, even as we speak your word. I pray committing, O God, the church unto your hands. I pray committing myself unto your hands, O Lord. Father, Lord, O God, your unction upon me, O God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your glory, O God, be manifested, O God, even as I speak your word in the name of Jesus. May your name be praised, O God, today in the name of Jesus. Father, grant me, O God, the power to speak, O God. Grant me, O God, your unction. Grant me, O God, your words, O God. Tell your children, O Lord, because you are God, in the name of Jesus. Today, O God, touch your children in a very special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Jesus. Get the ready as he said, and so, what my acquaintance am running him. Na yemeti nasem mede radia semao mede radia semasafo
Ederade asema ebusua nyina wo Jesus din mu. Amen. Ene asema onyame enam yempanyifo so edi amaye. Today the Lord has asked our leaders to let us speak on the word, have faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. Asema ye jina so akasa nene se nya gidi ewo nyame mu. Hallelujah. Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. Nya gidi wo nyame mu. The Bible teaches us that faith is the key to everything for a Christian. I know we've studied a lot about faith. I know we have listened to a lot of sermons about faith. I know we have read the Bible, many things about faith. I know we have read books about faith. But today the Lord wants you to personalize it. Dear wetie, dear waka, dear watiti nyina no, Awurade pese ene wankasa wodi adwuma. O say have faith in the Lord. So we are Christian, you cannot walk in the life of being a Christian without faith. So we are Christian, you say a second Bible reading ni kan ye no. So we can say, uwo jidye na nyuma nka ho dia. Ene na ujidye no ewe he. How can you walk as a Christian without faith? How can you live your life as a Christian without faith? By faith, we come to Christ. Even coming to church alone, we do that with faith. With all that is going on in the world right now, with the pandemic and everything, for us to get up in the morning, dress up, and come to church alone requires faith. By faith, we live our lives with joy and gladness. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, as the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Faith is the core of our Christian living. Abusia jidia dima, yenantia yenanti nyina ayekwa. Jidia enimwa, yanama yetu nyina wa Kristo sumunu ayekwa. Our faith is the key to unlock the door to certainty and eternity. Hallelujah. Jidia ewo yesumu, eya safwa o nyame di amayen. Se yemfe bie punwa, edi yeko, diye ye unumu, diye ye ntiasye mu, ewo Jesus idinimo. Eno suna diye ko, daan kwa mu, ewo yesu dimo. A famous Baptist evangelist once told a story of an elderly woman who was very upset by all of her real and imaginary troubles. Out of frustration, her family told her, "Grandma, we've done all we can for you. You just have to trust God for the rest." A look of despair spread over her face as she replied, "Oh dear, has it come to that?" Abusia, yemi can say, famous Baptist evangelist bi can say, or can story before, yamami penny bi wa, debia or sorry, we be a bobosa, and ya den away, and I den away, and I den away by me so, and aya, Nabusiano Sabuana, Busiana Cabia, and Druba Binafa, Busiana Bra. Nams, mammy, Miss Row. Ya ye de be nyina ma o ya ye bibia na still as we complain bia dia kan me srew hwanyame anim eno si eh enso aba ne sa na abeduru ne sey ana ebusia de me ka kire wo ne se asafo se menua se me mame se me papa ene se abeduru sa. The world has gotten to the point that without faith we have nothing. Without faith, we cannot move. Without faith, we can't do anything. That is where the world has gotten to right now. So it is up to us to stand up. And I charge you this morning not to have faith in anything, but to have faith in Christ. Hallelujah. People have faith in different things. Some people have faith in their talents. Some have faith in alcohol. Some have faith in doing bad things. Some have faith, wrong faith.
But we are talking about faith in Christ as Christians. Our third Bible reading says from there, that is Mark chapter 7, I will just read from verse 24 to 30. From there he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know that he was there. Yet he could not escape noticed. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast out the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it out to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that you may go, the demons have left your daughter." So she went home and found a child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that that spirit that entered that woman that day, that faith will enter a parent today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Mami bia waha, papa bia waha, nana bia waha, satu mini umra umu, ewa Yesu Christo jinemo. Sa wudi jiji abeko Yesu abeka se, hey, wa upesa odun sa kameba. I speak against you in the power of God, in the name of Jesus. A lot had happened since Jesus went out, feeding the 5,000 people, walking on the water, and doing a lot of things. And it had created conflict among the leaders. Nebin Tiasia, Adam, Awaye, Sena, Peter, Conantin, Siosun, and Sembebre, and now Odi, Abo, Doka, Krani, Pataka, Krako, Fidi, Nipa, 5,000. A whole lot. There were a whole lot going on. So Jesus wanted to get to a very quiet place and rest. So he moved out of the area and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Now, Okohono, he wanted to have his privacy, rest a little bit. But with that spirit of magnetism that Jesus had, he could not go unnoticed. But he was unable to keep his presence secret. They heard of him before. He was faced with another interruption. As we read verse 25 and 26, a woman noticed him. An unnamed woman. Abusia, Mameno was so insignificant, sir. Ya money din po. Hallelujah. Na oyo bia yemuno. Ye di kain. E kuona na nipane siano, the people that had were gathered at that point in time, they did not recognize that woman so much that even the writer did not even recognize or write the name of that woman. That woman's name was not written. She had no recognition. Secondly, the Bible was able, or the writer was able to recognize where the woman was coming from, but was not able to recognize the name of that person. Chese baby o finu kra chese wo nyo bia wase nkobe den obe fry entem. Baby o fre empot kra chese nkabro chere kra den nise nkabro babie. Hallelujah. She was not even mentioned. Name on Bible see o free Syrophoenician region, which means that she was a crossbreed. And unkwane disqualify no. Se obe ba sa nipanemo. Hallelujah. She was a crossbreed. She was from the region where they were worshiping lots of idols. And the Bible also said that she was a Gentile. Abusia, baby, I will afraid ya yahu ya. Nemo mdi di ya yahu. Natural said, no dear, on kahu bi kra. She was a Gentile, just like I'm a memony, on kahu. So she was not recognized. Her Jewish background was stressed. The writer decided to stress the Jewish background of this woman. Decided to stress the bad background where this woman came from. But refused to even mention the name. As I am speaking, I know somebody is going through the same thing. Yeshua will pass. People look at your past and do not recognize you. I pray in the name of Jesus that let the Spirit of the Lord fall upon you today. In the name of Jesus. But this woman had a desperate need. This woman's daughter was demon possessed. For a description that tells you that the devil is after your children. The devil is after your grandchildren. The devil is after your nieces and your nephews. I will see how now so po. What now so won po. What better not sorry that man quadia? A bonifon any diwachi. And ya won't go. Neni di wumachi. Neni di wunana no machi. Hallelujah. And uti, emrasu say, I'm sorry. Nya kasa onyamiye. Kasa. Maenyeye. Hallelujah. A reminder that Satan hates our kids. Abusia wupo wumpo obonifon mpa umasem. Sa wafa nyamiasem. Sa wafa Bible. Sa wafa hymn book. Anopa sorry. Na wobom paye. Wo sorry now can kai bab. And nukwanu push your children at the risk for the devil to hate them. Hallelujah. So this woman had an urgent need that a demon has possessed her child. She, mommy, abusum no osum. Wonim yesu, wonim Christosum, say in the Bible, ni kai, womu chire mu se, she was a Gentile. And it is abreno, na, met me akane se, Paul, yesu Christo, achi, yesu Christo kwa Paul, ena, echire, onyami bie, bibi suma na, odi nyami sem, eko Gentiles no ho. Eti that time, no, na, nyami sem no, and share them with Gentiles no, na yesu di oyene juma. And it is no, onim Christo. Now you don't know who said to me be I die I find the bottom room. Hallelujah. They were worshiping idols. Abusia, it took the Spirit of the Lord to reveal to this woman, say, hey, mommy, I say, one sorry and your bibia. Assembly. Hallelujah. She boldly begs Jesus to heal her daughter. In the first place, umu ye wafrim. Agroi. Yeah, you are free, Moses. I come in your back. Hallelujah. What could this each radio ane? Am I a pewacho? Who could hold off ya? Now, Sanko Fashionum. Hallelujah. What say? You are not counted. You are not recognized. Oh, my, oh, you know, where Chaman who are booing each other? Where Chaman who are booing each other? Now crown so ya ba ye ranche ye ni ranam ha ye rache no kakra so oba ba gina ho mia wo so ba ye den wa ha abusia but this woman didn't care about whatever anybody was saying. This woman didn't care about whatever anybody thought. This woman didn't care about nothing but cared about her daughter. Hallelujah. Onyame fa saa dum ni bin to so wo Jesus Christo dinem. Her need led her to boldness and persistence. It was so bad to the point that the law no but she did not care. She persisted and asked God to do something for her. But one significant thing that she did, that I believe the Lord God gave her a correct mark, was that she fell at the feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okobutu Yesu Christo nayase, which means that at that point, that falling of the feet, that she gave up all the goals that she knew. She gave up all of them and crowned Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Obutuni na sini trese. Eh, mini mabusum bebre. Abusum fwane timi amame. Na u yesu dia mini mso be timi abuame. And u timi kutu nasi. Na mi false mi ra ni ma jinkwa. How many people will do that for their children? Hallelujah. How many people? We'll do that for their children. If the Lord touches you to do that for your children, may you be blessed. And I pray that if you've never done that for your children, may you stand up right now and begin to do that. Lower yourself for the Lord to exalt your children. Hallelujah. Abusia, maybe you have a desperate need. Maybe you can relate to this woman. Maybe you have a desperate need in your life. Maybe there's a desperate need in your heart about the life of your child, about the life of your brother, about the life of your sister. Oh, maybe you have a desperate need about the life of even your mother or your father. Maybe, oh, bibi dawa kumaswa wusre radiwa bohumpaya kachera disaradie wami. Maybe yours is a financial help. Yours is a relationship help. Yours may be a parenting help or a medical help. Oh, what a hospital I call. Now, this people could be a newspaper. Eso, oh, radin come home. A radin so mu. I will yes, you dream. Sammy Jina Onyami, Asaf Wenim, Eka Onyankupo, who has some say, and Nanya Jidia. Mr. Way, yes, Christo Dinam, sir. On Yami Fajidia be too, Musa. Yadia, would you call hospital? I bring you that faith that the next time you go to the hospital, whatever report they give you, stand in that faith and reject that report and say, this is not what Jesus is telling me. Jesus is telling me that I am not going to die, but I will live for God to declare his word. So whatever you are saying, it is just your knowledge, but it is not what Jesus is telling me. If you have that faith, say amen. Amen. Jesus. Maybe yours is a spiritual help. That is a spiritual help. Hey, I come to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is a God who has the spiritual power that no spirit can overrule. And I bring you that God. All you need to do is have faith in that God, and you will be free. Hallelujah. Abusia, there are some people here that, let me say it this way. Their checks have been written. Their checks have been written in the spiritual realm. Akajidia, onubenya, no dia kokashi check. Hallelujah. Even though the check has been written, the money is still not in your hands. It is only going to be in your hands after you cash the check. And I'm a Obi wa ho ya tro check amano. I am speaking this as a parable. Obi wa ho adia would be sano. Onyame dia domo. Akaso benya jidie na ria kofa. Hallelujah. The thing is there. You've been crying unto God. God has given it to you. But it is up to your faith to go and pick it up. Hallelujah. Obana opesa wari no no. It's up to your faith to go and take it. Bring your need to Jesus. Be bold. Be strong. Your small group can help. The people around you can help. We are praying for people who are in need. We are constantly interceding for people who are in need, constantly interceding for our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and our nephews. It is up to you to grab the faith, to possess it for them. Hallelujah. James says, you do not have because you do not ask God. James chapter 4, verses 2. There are certain reasons why we don't bring our needs to Jesus. Because we are afraid to ask the wrong thing. Don't worry about it. Jesus can sort it out. Hallelujah. Would any man be sa? So if you said, yeah, be sa, cry, at the bunny cry, and be sa. Be sa, yes, never, bye bye, one, and you hear no be the amount. Hallelujah. Would any so be sa? Don't be afraid to ask God. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Keep asking. He's going to sort it out. Sometimes we are self-reliant. don't really want or don't expect help. Obi wo ha feel say me ameti me aye eti bi de ma ho de aye minimade kakra me de me madinim no be ko enim. Hallelujah. We cannot rely on ourselves. Let us rely on Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel unworthy. If you say yeah, and say na yem fata. And it yenti me and call Yesu anim. Abuzia, yenti ena nyame be wuye. Yenti ena Yesu be wuye. Yeah, na ka yen say na yem fata no. Yenti ena Jesus be wuye. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have no faith. Oh, he can't. He won't. Maybe say Yesu sa onye. Yeah? One of the things are a ha Christopher pa. I had a person to me, but I can ye. A dear Baku, I had Christopher pa, and he said, Okobisa, yes, a dear Bakubi, or yes, when Nima Wanya. And in tea, for frona bana, or person who could be say yes, no, anything, so Baku could be say. He asked Jesus something in the past. You were looking for this particular woman or somebody to marry, and that didn't happen. God gave you somebody else. Maybe you don't know that God decided to give you that person. And yet, there's something new that you want to ask. You are thinking of the past, that I asked Jesus this thing before, and he did not answer me. So I think he's not going to answer me this time. My brother, my sister, my mother, my father, if you think of that, you're wrong. Jesus knows what is best for you, and he's going to do it for you at his own time. Hallelujah. She was called a dog by Jesus. Yesu friend said, "Oh yeah, okramani. Wasi, den ti kura na wasa me di e manabiane e ma okramani." Jesus was saying that a man wo ho. Aduane no wo ho ma ne ma. But they were not. They were not eating the food. Yet Yesu na se, "Ye ba sorry de bia." Onyame din hiramayen nanso yanya dan yemfa anya dwuma enti afoforo afia bonten ebeba na ma befa na omo de akobia dwuma omo de bia dwuma ne wi a na yen yakọ asanso akoya dwuma na mama. Hallelujah. Saame we dem pesa obeka ne kese me ba mpa ye se onyame fa san hiran nto so nanso fa kobia dwuma na yenzu yenya binye. Ewo Yesu dimu. Amen. Aha, we dey kan kase mame. Hallelujah. Abusia, I want to tell you the story. The story of Chip and Joanna. Abusia, minim se nipa bebre ye hwe TV e wa ha. Chip and Joanna. Omo TV, omo program ye friend of fixer upper. Omo bubu dan no ma ye no foforo. I want to tell you the story. The story of Chip Bermano started when he was only 1 year old. His mother decided to give up all that she was doing. And in 1975, during Billy Graham's concert, his mother decided to give her life again back to Christ. She gave up everything that she was doing. And then she ended up doing a menial job in the publishing house of Billy Graham. She became so close to Billy Graham that her son, Chip, attended school with Billy Graham's grandchildren, college. So they became close. And after she was done, he was done with college. Chip was done with college. Chip married Joanna, or married Joanna. And after their first child, they opened a small business. Na and no, na ye store keto abi a ma bie. And after that, they had a second child. Abusia, that was where the test came in. After the second child, they heard the voice of the Lord telling them to close that store. Close that store and focus on raising the children. Ay! Onya mi dia sam na adibai. Kakra me de hwe me ma no. Wo se min minto store num na mitumu a afe mayadan me hwe me ma na me da hwe me ma no abusia they had faith. I remember Joanna saying that they heard a voice of Jesus saying, trust me, just trust me. Hallelujah. So they decided to do that. And Joanna and Chip decided to give up their sell their store and everything. Na omo berezi omo two children. And Jessica kakra omo nyaye no. And the fear no omo chim no. The little money they got from the store that they sold, they decided to remodel the house in which they were living to make room for the children to play, to remodel some of the things. So that was when they started breaking things down and fixing it, breaking things down and fixing it. So their neighbor saw it. And they said, oh, can you do mine for me? They said, yes. Another neighbor saw it. Say, can you do mine for me? Say, yes. Abusia, on and on and on. And it got to a point that a TV production saw what they were doing. And they said, we are going to produce you on TV. Abusia, that's why we see them on TV right now. Hallelujah. Have faith in the Lord. And after four children, right now, they are here with TV soon. I repeated once. After four children, now, in the past 5 years or so, they have decided not to do that work anymore and concentrate on raising their four children. How many people will have that faith for their children? Hallelujah. Onyaminya usa, have faith in God. Hallelujah. I was on the day that I was having my Thanksgiving for the post consecration Thanksgiving, something really made me very emotional. When I first met my wife, Ajuata, Missia, no, no, Minim de Abanimu, and the baby Sammy said, do you like shopping? If he said, I'm saying, oh, here, Tadia, and I said, I'm saying, do you like shopping? And I'm saying, yes, but I shop for God. And why not tree break? Say, yes, I like shopping. But I shop for God. And to prove that, I really shop for God. Hallelujah. We don't have a professional keyboard, so we will buy the professional keyboard for the church. Mr. Ebua di my dance here. Sabre na keyboard, Ebua, Mr. Ebua, keyboard, Odififie, Eba. Auntie Joyce, Futube di my dance here, says Sabre no na mitra entry. But I had faith in God, and I said, Lord, I will do it. Iti mi miya menya mi paycheck buy, na mi rent a sum se radie, menya kubja menum. Into Yesu me throw me ye. I do have them some kind. I any anything. And by me, then I'm trying and train. But we have faith in God, and we decided to buy that keyboard. Ebusia, 15 years on. The car say toss our keyboard, no. Meme saw half, and I just saw half, and also for Jandria, the car a bomb fire goose. 15 years on the day that I was giving thanks to God. For where, how far he has brought me, I saw my son, Kelvin, playing that keyboard over there. That keyboard, that was the first professional keyboard that the church had. Maybe God was setting that tone for me, that I am going to raise a son for you who is going to play the keyboard for the church to glorify me. But the only thing you have to do is to sacrifice something. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. adwuma bi aya frɔ sɛ bɛyɛ wasafo nom ebia wo ba bi position bi nti wo nana bi position bi nti ɛna onyame frɔ sɛ bɛyɛ saa adwuma have faith in God and do it. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to bless your children. You are sacrificing the time that you have to spend with your children. But hallelujah. Having faith in God, it means you have to take a bold step in everything that you want to do. You do not have faith because you are afraid of nothing but yourself. Wusro, wusro wankasa won. Sa wujidi sa onyame ne bo. If you have that faith that you were created in the image of God, you will not be afraid of anything. You will not be afraid of what the devil brings to you in the name of Jesus. Fear is a false evidence that is appearing real. Ehu, a false evidence. Hinim. It is just appearing real. The real deal is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is to produce and manufacture what you were produced and manufactured with. Onyame di adum bi na nwe o. Onyame di nyansa bi na nwe o. But you are not producing that. You are not using that to do something for God. Having faith in God, it's not being satisfied with what the world will have to offer you, but what you have to offer the world. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is not trying to be better than someone else, but striving to be better than yourself. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is having God at the back of your mind every step of the way. Having faith in God is expanding your vision to see God in the storm. Having faith in God is fortifying yourself with the promises of God. There are so many promises in the Bible. Oh, I will live and I will not die. He will not forsake me. I will bless you. I am the God. If you go through the fire and the water, I will be with you. So many promises. Are you fortifying yourself? So what in your promises in Korea country? Nyame bose etwa ho ahia na nyame bose wo Bible numu no enye wo war. Hallelujah. Let it be your war. Let it be your fortification. Let the devil come. Let the devil bring the arrow. Oh, onya obonfo no two arrow na. Remember that Moses had a rod and speak and said, hold on to the rod of Moses, that every arrow that has been thrown to me or my children or my church, as I lift up the rod of Moses, let the arrow go back to the sender. Amen. And watch the Lord do it. Hallelujah. Your two agenda, a bit worn on Kasa. Our Jesus Christ is dynamo. Fortify yourself with the promises of God. Having faith in God is relocating your thoughts from the city of despair to the state of hope. Hallelujah. Relocate your thoughts. Relocate your thoughts. The state is always bigger than the city. So from the city of despair, which means that despair is very small, but the state of hope, the state is bigger. So relocate your thoughts from the city of despair to the state of hope. I have faith in God, so I have hope. Having faith in God is hearing your own voice telling you it is well. Having faith in God is hearing your own voice telling you, not that the other person, that it is well. Many a time we tell people it is well. Obi ko how muka krebi peni according to it is well. Ni atunyum it is well. It is well. How many times do you tell yourself it is well? When you're faced with challenges, instead of asking God questions, how many times do you tell yourself it is well? It is a signification that you have faith in God. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is turning every accusation into reservation for your celebration. Hallelujah. Turning every accusation into reservations for your celebration. The Abaka turn them into reservations. Hey, the Awuka family, Onyame ebehwe so ayeden ekirame. Hallelujah. Turn your accusations into reservations for your celebration. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is turning your difficult situation into training programs for success. Turn your difficult situation into training programs for success. The dinema, the ayer soon, the ayer how, the ayer mania, mania se onyami yes you for something bigger. Hallelujah. Having faith in God is remolding your thoughts to align with the will of God for your life. Having faith in God is gathering the courage to pick up the broken pieces of your life, bringing them together to form a new you. Hallelujah. Having faith in God means that we have the courage. Hallelujah. Having faith in God as I end is you producing you. Hallelujah. You have produced many people. You have produced many children. Have you produced you? Do you know who you are? You were made in the image of God. You are special. You are wonderfully made. Onyame dina dom kesiye bi na anwene wo. Onye come on why? Onye easy. Hallelujah. E mo bi nada o se wo de wo ye easy. E mo bi nada o se wo de wo nka ho. Ye fira o kraman krana. Ma me na ye fira ni kraman no. Ehu se o mi ko America kroma. O kraman bia wo wura. Hallelujah. The woman that was called a dog by Jesus, remember that even if I go to America, every dog has an owner. Some of the dogs have wills. Hallelujah. Obi wo ho aye any will at the just akrama no. And it next says so krama bia wo wura, and me so mi wo wura, na mi wura ne. Hallelujah. So what I'm asking, you're going to do it for me. That is faith in Jesus. Do you have that faith? Do you have that faith? I end with a song from Eliza Edmonds, who was born in Philadelphia in June 28, 1851. My faith has passed a resting place. Uncle Ben, Onia, I wish you could play that for me. My faith has passed a resting place, no in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no argument.
I need no other argument. I need no other plea.
It is enough.
It is enough. Jesus died, and he died for me.
I need no other argument.
I need no other plea.
It is enough
that Jesus died.
To school to become a teacher, and while she was teaching, a student woke up one day and hit this woman at the back to the extent that she was paralyzed. So she had to give up teaching. She ended up in a wheelchair. But she had faith in God and said, I am not going to give a resting place to my faith. I'm going to put my faith into action. Yes, I am in a wheelchair, but I can do something. So she started serving in the church. She wrote many hymns. Even in the wheelchair, she decided to take another course to be a literature, to write literature. And after graduating in the wheelchair, she started writing hymns. She started writing poems. And through that, we have this song. I need no argument. I need no plea that Jesus... Oh, I need no Jesus to be in vain. Don't cause the death of Jesus to be in vain. And my wife, yes, woman, I want to know. Oh, yeah. Say, or the Adumbi, a Beshawansem. Oh, yeah. So the Adikasi, a Beshawansem. He died that you will live. And if you have the faith, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not die, but you will live. Your purposes will not die, but you will live in the name of Jesus. Your finances will not die, but it will live in the name of Jesus. Your relationship will not die, but it will live in the name of Jesus. Your parenting will not die, but it will live in the name of Jesus. Your medical situation will not die, but it will live in the name of Jesus. Your spiritual life will not die, but it will live in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.